You just heard the song The Other Side by SZA and Justin Timberlake. It's taken from the official soundtrack of the upcoming cartoon Trolls World Tour.
Trolls World Tour.
That'll be out on 12th of March.
I can see it as a, like an OST to a cartoon.
Right. Yeah. I think it's one of the better ones. Currently, a lot of people are waiting for the next SZA album, but she's just been contributing to soundtracks. And at this point, I think she doesn't even need an album.
Just this song, right? Yeah. You're locked into The Pulse, where we bring you the latest in the music world and fresh new music like that one just now. Our first story of the day, of this evening rather, is about music copyrights and the blurred lines with the laws of public domain. Basically, public domain refers to creative materials that are not protected by IP laws such as copyright, trademarks or patent laws. The public owns these works, not a particular individual author or artist. People can then source these works of art and use it freely, but no one essentially owns the material.
So basically, you can use that particular song in your movies, in your videos.
You're free to do what you want with
it. You don't have to pay it to the original writer.
Yeah. This applies not just to music, but to, I guess, all of art, including literary work, artworks, architecture works, sound recordings, and more. So basically, works made for hire, commercial use, are copyrighted for a period of 95 years from when it was published, or 120 years from its creation date. So whichever comes first, that's the rule that applies. For music, though, it generally enters the public domain in the period of 50 to 75 years after the composer's death. The most famous song in the public domain, of course, is Happy Birthday to You. The lyrics and melody is now free from copyright. However, there is a loophole to, I guess, this law, which both of us use quite a lot at the station. That is, if you use 10 seconds or under, you're free from copyright.
Right. Yeah, so that's how they bypass all the laws for ads. And stuff.
Just play 10 seconds. So recently, and the reason why we're talking about this is Woody Guthrie, This Land, which was published in 1945 and one of US most famous folk songs that's due to be out in public domain this year, actually, on 2020. But just last week, on February 28, a federal judge ruled that the song will remain privately owned. So basically, this story has a backstory to it. Back in 2016, a young band, a young musical group called Satori, sued the song's publisher after having to pay $50 license to cover the song.
Back in the day.
2016, so not that long ago.
Oh, 50. That's pretty 50. All right.
So I guess in their argument, they use a whole detailed timeline of decades-old paperwork, even source Guthrie's own hand-decorated songbooks to argue that he essentially forfeited his copyright to the songs decades ago by failing to renew it.
Oh.
They were represented by the same lawyers who put Happy Birthday in the public domain, so they were hoping for, you know, a victory. However, the judge dismissed the case, saying that the band already paid the license, so there was nothing to be disputed. The song remains owned by the Guthrie estate, headed by his daughter, who argues that the IP for the song remains protected because of the nature of the song lyrics. It's a political song, right? She doesn't want the song to be used by campaigns by Donald Trump or by groups like KKK.
Because once it's public domain, you can't stop people.
You can change the lyrics, you can change the melody, basically using the song as an inspiration to create other things, right? Yeah. So you can parody it and do anything you want to it. I'm a bit different about this whole situation, because I do see her point that and because of the nature of the song as well, right? Yeah. It can be used for evil forces, inverted commas. But for me, in spirit of folk music, I guess, that's meant to be shared and played, and especially for this song, you know, where it talks about freedom and, you know, condemning private property and all that stuff. In fact, in 1930, Woody Guthrie written in a songbook lyrics to this album, and he said, publish it, write it, sing it, swing to it, yodel it. Not sure if people yodel anymore. maybe do. But he went on to say that we wrote it and that's all we want to do. He meant for his music to be an expression free of any technicalities. And like I said just now, there was even a verse. He even wrote a verse which condemns private property. This continues the war against music copyrights, especially in this digital age. We are now at the point where it's the most complex and oftentimes confusing, where different rights are required to play for different schemes and different conditions. There are various sets of laws that distinguishes between download services like iTunes, so-called interactive streaming services like Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and also non-interactive streaming or digital radio services, Pandora, Sirius XM, and of course AM and FM broadcast stations. Just be clear, there are different copyrights, right? You're not, when you buy the song, it doesn't give you the permission to use the song. Yeah. So there is a big difference there.
Mm-hmm. But it's just funny to think that, you know, in the past, before a song like Happy Birthday was public domain, people had to pay to use the song Happy Birthday,
especially
in a
if you
movie.
Want to record it. Yeah.
That was fascinating to me. Mm.
And just today, you know, you discovered a whole Spotify profile that used Happy Birthday, right?
So apparently, there's a Happy Birthday. Like, let's say, if you search on Spotify, there's a Happy Birthday Daryl.
Yeah,
Happy Birthday John. Happy Birthday Othniel. In fact, so this is a pro tip. If you have someone and you want to play the Happy Birthday song, just search it on Spotify because it's public domain.
It's public domain, indeed. We're asking you on the program today, and especially, I guess, targeted to producers and performers out there, what are your main gripes with music copyrights? Feel free to tweet us at BFM Radio on Instagram, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Right, naturally, to close off this part of the show, a tune that's been covered by many bands, This Land Is Your Land, but this next one is actually my first introduction to this song, released in 2005. On the Pulse, this is Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings. This Land Is Your Land. Stay tuned right here on BFM 89.9.